This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1766. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded March 26th, Albania, Anguilla, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Eritrea, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Madagascar, Mexico, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Romania, Russia, Rwanda, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Taiwan, Uganda, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We'll give some more new A15 season schedules on this program, beginning with Albania. These are effective Sunday, March 29th. As always, transmissions move one UT hour earlier, and the frequencies change to a higher band for the summer months. The two English broadcasts are at 20 to 20:30 UT, Monday through Saturday for Europe, on 7465. And to North America, a few hours later, making them UT Tuesday through Sunday at 0130 to 0200 on 9850. That's a new frequency. There is an Albanian hour to North America as well, which shifts to 23 to midnight UT, and it's to be on 9855. From Anguilla, the so-called Caribbean beacon is coming and going. As of last week's show, I said it was off the air from both day and night frequencies on March 18th. Then it came back for a while and was off again by March 25th. You never know whether they'll be on or off, 6090 or 11775. Tim Tromp in West Michigan says he's been chasing a carrier 10 hertz above 1548 kilohertz for about a month, and finally was able to pull some audio and even match it to a webcast as ABC local radio. This was between 1140 and 1147 UT, and that station would be 4QD in Emerald, Queensland. I remember many years ago that was one of our better chances for hearing Australia on medium wave, but it's not been reported for a long time, at least not as far inland as Michigan. That was on March 21st. Brazilian DXer Daniel Williams has been in contact with the station on 4785 Rádio Caiari and finds on their website that they're planning to add FM, or move to FM, the Lord willing, they say, in a few months. Not entirely clear if that means they'll be closing down their shortwave transmission, but better hear it soon if you haven't already on 4785. More inside info about China Radio International, thanks to Keith Perron. He headlines this, double C, double P, double C, and CRI. You'll see what those letters stand for. At last month's meeting of the Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference in Beijing, one of the subcommittees, headed by Zhang Dejiang, who is also chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, will be forming a 12-member board to look into the effectiveness of shortwave as a delivery platform for China Radio International. Members include leaders from various government ministries, including defense, culture, propaganda, SAFRT, and the Central Committee. They'll be looking at shortwave cuts made in Australia, Canada, Russia, UK, and the US. Last year, the Chinese government spent over 600 mega yuan on shortwave. That's about $100 mega US. It includes not only CRI, but also China National Radio. They'll be looking at staff reductions. CRI currently has a staff of 8,500. They're looking at reducing it by 40%, closing seven of their overseas bureaus, closing CRI television, some CRI language services looked at for axing are Tagalog, Polish, Greek, Italian, German, Esperanto, Croatian, Dutch, Swedish, Norwegian, Icelandic, Finnish, Bulgarian, and Danish. But English would be expanded, as would Chinese. I haven't looked it up, but I don't think they have all those Scandinavian languages on shortwave anymore. But maybe they exist on the line. He continues with a cut of CRI television, which no one has ever seen. Talks already started last year to create a new channel. CCTV has two international channels, number 4 in Chinese and number 9 in English. If the plan goes ahead, both these would close and a new channel would be created along the lines of RT, as in Russia. In fact, a few executives from there have been hired as advisors for the new Chinese project. China has just begun its 13th five-year plan, 2015 to 2020. It'll take them at least 1 year to come up with the findings and another 2 or 3 years to implement. But China being what it is, there is a possibility this could move faster because of President Xi Jinping's anti-corruption crackdown, says Keith Perron. We recently reported that Eritrea had shown up again inside the 40-meter handband, 7175, the voice of the broad masses. And that's again reported by Roberto Pavanello in Italy. March 20th at 1710 UT with a good signal during newscast. However, Torsten Hallmann in Germany says they'd switched to 7185 on March 25th, still in the exclusive handband, heard with Horn of Africa music and national anthem at 1829, a fairly strong signal. And they used to have a second transmitter, but its main channel 7205 is quite crowded currently by other African stations. And then one of several clandestine broadcasts into Eritrea may have gone off the air. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online found a website or press report implying that Radio Asena has turned out the lights, also known as Voice of Asena, that's A-S-S-E-N-A. But this needs to be confirmed, as the source was probably hostile Ethiopia. The last known schedule for it was 3 days a week, Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 17 to 18 UT on 11720 via a transmitter in France, 250 kilowatts at 130 degrees. The 1 kilowatt transmitter in Kahl, Germany on 9560 carried out some tests on March 21st and 22nd, including carrying Radio Mi Amigo and the Zeefunk and Marine Weather from DP07 at various times during the local daytime hours, according to Mauno Ritola via Alan Pennington and the British DX Club. So that frequency may be continuing in the new season, 9560. Noel Green in England, in fact, was checking for it and found it was peaking to good strength, but a lot of fading causing much distortion. 9485, he says, was better. This was on March 22nd. There's more activity in Germany from the 10-kilowatt transmitter on 6070 at a place abbreviated ROB and the station known as Channel 292. Harald Kuhl says on Sunday, March 22nd, they were carrying a program in English about ham radio called EARN, as in English Amateur Radio News, between 15 and 16 UT, to be followed by DARC, the German ham DX program, during the following hour. However, Ivo Ivanov clarifies that because of the time change on March 29th, these programs would be heard 1 UT hour earlier. EARN at 14 UT and DARC at 1500. And I believe he's referring to programming on Monday rather than Sunday. You really have to keep up with the latest schedules they may post online for these. And more from Harald Kuhl. The Zeefunk weather broadcasts start April 1st on shortwave from the DP07 station, German Coastal Radio. Sea weather broadcasts, AM mode from the Karl Krekel site, also used by Radio 700. It's mostly in German, but a short English section as follows. Daily from 7 to 7.30 and 16 to 16.30 UT on 6005, 7310, and 9560. On March 19th, 1 minute after sunrise here at 12.38 UT, I was hearing a signal slightly below 4870. It sounded like Indonesian. That is RRI Wamena, the only active Indonesian left on the 60-meter band. But at 1241, it switched to English. It was clearly enunciated, but reception poor, and I could only recognize a word here and there. They had a song break and continued in English at 1250. As Ron Howard has often reported, on Thursdays only, this station carries English lessons from the Kangaroos service in Australia. And the frequency, according to him, is actually 4869.89. Here's something else to check after March 29th, whether it exists in the new A-15 season. Wolfgang Büschel says, among the registrations by MBR, which runs the shortwave transmitters in Germany and France, there is something scheduled Mondays and Fridays only at 16:30 to 17 UT, aimed east. And he wonders if it's Radio Mehr, M-E-H-R, Iran. However, this was reported suspended several months ago when it was on 15680 instead of 15670, according to that same schedule, according to Ivo Ivanov. Torsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List tells us about the unstable transmitter in Madagascar around 5010. He says it is active most evenings, sometimes slightly below the frequency, but often around 5011, varying some decahertz up and down in short intervals, but not significantly moving up or down throughout the evening. The modulation is low, and there seems to be absolutely no regular sign-off time. It may switch off in early evening or continue till after 2300 UT or probably all night. Ron Howard in California has heard another Madagascar frequency, 6135.0. Well, it's very tentative. He says March 20th at 1442, I was surprised to find what I believe to be them underneath the Voice of Freedom, that clandestine from South to North Korea. The language and pop music style seemed to fit, and it did not seem to be Arabic via Yemen, which is also on that frequency. This one seemed to go off at 1500, which would fit their schedule. Needs more work to be positive. Radio Madagascar 6135. My medium wave DX from abroad is mostly Mexican, and thanks to auroral conditions which have persisted at least a week following the geomagnetic storm of March 17th, I've logged more Mexicans than usual. You'll find them all, of course, in my log reports widely circulated and in the new DX Listening Digest number 15-12 when available via worldofradio.com. I'll just tell you about one of them I ran across on 1310 kilohertz, March 20th at 0407. It identified as 1310, la frecuencia de la mujer de hoy. Mujer 1310. Yes, the name of the radio station is Woman 1310. It's listed as XEVB in Monterrey, Nuevo León, 5 kilowatts day, but this was night when the power should have been only 250 watts. I was listening to the frequency again when the national anthem was playing, and the station went off at 0559, but I can't be sure it's the same one. So what exactly does a station branded as Woman do? Does it play only female singers? That's what I was hearing. Is it only of women or for women? Covertly or overtly lesbian? What about men who like women? Would they listen? Or women who like men? I'm afraid this whole concept must be very sexist. Even in a country like Mexico, it's hard to imagine a station named Hombre. There are, however, a few more Mujer stations I found searching the Cantu list in Guadalajara, Mazatlán, and Ciudad Obregón. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1766. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our accessory site holding most of our files, both text and audio, was down for a while, but at the moment it's back, and let's hope it stays back. Use it sparingly if you please. Many thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in Raleigh, North Carolina, who sent a generous quarterly check for the vernal equinox to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Radio Space Shuttle International, the former pirate with an address in the Netherlands, carried out another broadcast via a high-power transmitter Sunday, March 22nd at 18 to 19 UT on 9600. Yuhei Ivanov says that's the one secretly in Bulgaria. It was aimed northwest. So maybe they'll keep appearing on Sundays. That's not clear. Ivo Ivanov has the A15 schedule of Radio New Zealand International from March 29th. Many familiar frequencies, but a few changes. Significantly and unfortunately for North America, 9700, which had been starting at 13 UT, providing a good signal for 2 or 3 hours, will be ending at 1258 UT, and the next 3 hours or so will be back to the lower frequency for their winter 6170. At 1551, they do go back up to 9700 for a couple of hours. There's another new target broadcast to Nigeria, if not clandestine. First noted by Ivo Ivanov, March 19th, at 06 to 6:30 UT on 11720 in Hausa. Jari Savolainen in Finland clarified the identity. It's Radio APC, as in All Progressives Congress, also known as Radio Chanji, Chanji. Then Ivo determined that the transmitter site is now in Germany, 125 kilowatts at 185 degrees. The same frequency, or almost, was heard in the evening, March 23rd, at 1945 to 1950, with African music, says Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. Ivo Ivanov says it was actually on 11719.9. Also initially unidentified, but it might be another transmission of Radio APC to go with the morning broadcast. As Alan Pennington suggests and has found some press about this from Star Africa, Nigeria's main opposition party gets a radio station. The All Progressives Party has revived an international radio broadcasting station from an undisclosed location. The station Radio Kudirat, remember that? Which was used to fight the dictatorship regime of the late General Sani Abacha in the 1990s, has been renamed Radio Change, and here they spell it like the English word, C-H-A-N-G-E. APC resorted to the underground radio because the ruling People's Democratic Party and the government have taken over the airwaves using non-professionals and rogue elements. Aside direct orders shutting the doors of radio stations against the APC and its presidential candidate, the federal government and President Goodluck Jonathan campaign organization have been accused of bribing independent radio and TV stations to stop receiving advertisements from the opposition. The APC says that the PDP and government have employed hate, vilifications, inciting messages, and outright abuse of APC. The new international radio is broadcasting in Hausa from undisclosed locations, with 500 kilowatts on a test transmission of 11720. That's from the APA news agency. A similar article about this appeared in Australian DX News. It came from the website www.naij.com, so I'll add a bit more information from that. The broadcast was received and monitored in Kano, Ibadan, Port Harcourt, Maiduguri, Adamawa, Birnin Kebi, and Niamey, that would be over in Niger, among other areas. The programs, which were largely APC musicals in the Hausa language, support the party's presidential candidate, General Muhammadu Buhari, the party's Kaduna State Governorship candidate, Malam Nasir al-Rufai, the Kano State Governor, Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso, and the Sokoto State Governor, Aliyu Wamaku, and other party chieftains. The unnamed female announcer said 24-hour transmission would soon begin to cover the pre- and post-election activities of the party, including phone-in programs, on-the-spot assessments, and interviews with various strata of the party's faithful. Shortly before recording this, here in Enid, safely out of the storm area. As you may have heard, another tornado hit Moore, Oklahoma, as the tornado season is now underway. Among the casualties were the three radio towers of 1520 KOKC. This is reported on KFOR News. Two of the towers were on the ground, and the third tower was broken, the top part hanging down by the bottom part, putting 1520 off the air, which they still referred to as KOMA. However, a follow-up report said that programming would switch to 1560 AM, which is the little station KEBC, and it's already on an FM translator 103.1. Meanwhile, 1520 may be off the air for a while. I already gave the A15 English language schedule from Radio Romania International, but as John Filiozzi points out, the Romanian language transmissions are well worth listening to for the music, quite a wide variety. He's been enjoying the morning broadcast, but I'm afraid at its new scheduling, it won't come in quite so well in North America. You might want to try it. 13 to 1456 UT on 11950 and 15130. We should have better luck with the evening broadcasts. Midnight to 1:56 UT on 7335 and 9520, and 04 to 4:56 on 5920 and 7330. RRI, of course, is one of the stations broadcasting in DRM on some of its frequencies, but here's a third mode in addition to AM. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found one of the frequencies at 0730 UT March 25th in Arabic, was in the FM mode, narrowband, I assume, 11660, while three parallels were in AM. However, that schedule will no longer be in effect come March 29th. Since the demise of Voice of Russia, it's been hard to find any shortwave broadcasts from that vast country. One obscure station which remains, however, is Adygeyan Radio. A-D-Y-G-E-Y-A-N. Ivo Ivanov has the A-15 schedule for it. They've moved it, the transmissions, 1 hour earlier, as if daylight time would do that, and changed frequency from 6,000 to 7325 kHz. 17 to 18 UT on Monday and Friday in different languages. Also at 18 to 19 UT on Sundays only. The transmitter site is the one abbreviated ARM for Armavir, wherever it really may be, and that does not mean Armenia. A reminder that the erstwhile Rwanda relay station of Deutsche Welle is being closed down forever as of after March 28th. We assume some of the final broadcasts, if not the very last ones, will be from Adventist World Radio, using that transmitter, as Adrian Peterson reminds us. The programs are not in English, but in French, Amharic, or Fulfulde. At 06 on 15700 and 17800, at 17 on 9490, at 1930 on 17800, and at 2000 until 2030, when they may be pulling the big switch, also on 17800. That last half hour is in French. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria noted awful FM modulation from Saudi Arabia on 21580 between 12 and 15 UT on March 20th, when it should have been on 21505. Since then, I've heard it back in AM on the proper frequency. However, he found something else very strange on that same occasion, 17660 between 15 and 16 UT, was carrying English instead of French, so that might be worth further checking, although it was probably a mistake. Radio Mi Amigo via the 1 kilowatt transmitter in Kalkreckel, Germany on 9560 says it's on the air every weekend. Harald Kuhl forwards an announcement from them saying that for Easter weekend they'll be on the air Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with special programming. You can read all about it at their new website, www.radiomiamigointernational.com. Shortwave listeners to Radio Taiwan International may be left floundering if they can hear it at all. Roger Tidy in England says they've announced on the What's New page of their English website, starting March 29th, RTI terminates transmission to Europe on 3965 and to Africa on 11975, following end of cooperation between Taiwan and France. Listeners in those two continents are encouraged to listen to our programs online. Although it's hardly a factor in North America, apparently Radio Uganda had been off the air for a while, but it was widely reported again all over Europe and even from Australia the evening of March 21st, 4976. We got reports from Manuel Mendez in Spain, David Sharp in New South Wales, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, Giovanni Pisa in Italy, Acker Peterson in Denmark, and Torsten Hallmann in Germany. He says it was again on air the evening of March 25th after 18 UT, but it was not heard the day before. It was active the day before that again, March 23rd, and once again, not active the previous day. So you may or may not hear Uganda on 4975.98 as measured by Acker Peterson. Too late for me to mention last week, a merge from Global 24 of a number of additional broadcasts via WRMI, including Democracy Now!, weekdays at 23 to midnight UT on 5850. More broadcasts on the weekend using 5850 or 11825. Also another frequency, a brand new one, 9525, including World of Radio, Saturday at 21 UT. We at first assumed this would be WRMI like all the others, but it turned out to be Bulgaria, aimed due east, as confirmed heard in England by Alan Gale, and also in Japan by Iwao Nagatani. They seem to be planning their schedule a few days at a time, so we're not sure if any of this is permanent. But check for World of Radio again Saturday at 21 on 9525 from Europe to the east. Last Sunday evening, the World of Radio broadcast on Area 51 was 45 minutes later than usual after Gene Shepard, starting at 0344 instead of 0300 on 5110. I'm not yet sure if that's an anomaly or a permanent change. Normally on the air during prime time only, we found WRNO Sunday morning as early as 1206 UT until 1600 on their usual off frequency 7505.3. And after 2300, they were again on the air way before the usual opening at 01. In the absence of KWAY Little Rock on 1090, as I mentioned last week, I've been hearing another station calling itself the Mighty 1090, although it isn't very mighty. It's the little KVOP in Plainview, the Texas Panhandle. Overnight, they carry the same program originating on neighbor KRLD 1080, which also puts IBOC interference on 1090, Texas overnight, after 0600 UT. Recovering from the cyclone, Radio Vanuatu was back on the air by March 20th. David Sharp heard 7260 at 0820. Brian Clark heard 3945 at 0940, as did Ron Howard at 1400. Propagation out from Boulder, ANK indices 5 and 2 only on March 26th, up to 25 and 5 on the 28th and 29th. Solar flux ranging between 120 and 130. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1766.